You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reported 1,281 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 5 deaths, as the government confirms an intensive care surge capacity of 1,550 beds. The 5 deaths include a man in his 90s, two women in their 80s, a man in his 60s, and a woman in her 50s. The death toll for the current outbreak is 131. There are currently 1,071 COVID-19 patients in hospital, with 177 in intensive care and 67 ventilated. There have been a total of 3,356 recoveries since the 6th of June. More than 100 new local cases were recorded outside of Greater Sydney. The government is yet to announce any extension to the lockdown for regional New South Wales, which is scheduled to be lifted on Friday. Western New South Wales Local Health District Chief Executive Scott McLaughlin announced the coronavirus-related death of an Indigenous woman.
Tragically, we've been notified of the death of another patient with COVID-19 in Dubbo Hospital. This is a lady in her 70s from Ngania, an Aboriginal woman who unfortunately was unvaccinated. We know this is an incredibly tight-knit community in Ngania and surrounding communities.
It comes as Premier Gladys Berejiklian released government modelling predicting COVID-19 case numbers would peak in about a week's time, with hospitalisations peaking in October. Within the western and southwestern Sydney local government areas of concern, infection numbers are expected to increase until mid-September, with between 1,100 to 2,000 infections per day.
All those figures are now publicly available, so all of our citizens can look at what we have today, what we look like, what we think we'll have. And according to the modelling that I've received, we're likely to reach a peak in cases in the next week or so, or a likely peak in intensive care beds required around early to mid-October.
The Australian Paramedics Association says COVID-19 positive patients are being kept waiting for hours in ambulances as under-stressed Sydney hospitals struggle to cope with demand. Numerous ambulance crews over the weekend were stuck up to 5-7 hours at a time. In the ACT, health authorities have recorded 11 new COVID-19 cases as the wait between AstraZeneca doses is reduced. It comes as Year 12 students have a 2-week window to get a Pfizer jab so they can sit their exams in person. Deputy Chief Health Officer Vanessa Johnson provided this summary at the Territory's daily coronavirus press conference.
Our total cases for this outbreak is now 385. A total of 163 of our cases for this outbreak have now recovered. That's 26 more than yesterday. This leaves 222 active cases.
Victorians struggling to pay rent because of multiple coronavirus lockdowns will be eligible for a one-off grant. The state government announced the initiative after reporting 246 new locally acquired coronavirus cases. Tenants paying more than 30% of their income toward rent will be eligible for $1,500 grants paid directly to landlords on their behalf. Grants will be targeted at those who have lost at least 20% of their income as a result of the pandemic and will be backdated to the 27th of May. The state's housing minister, Richard Wynne, encouraged landlords to show compassion to tenants in difficult circumstances.
But we're also asking the landlords, as they did last year, to show a level of compassion to people who find themselves in, sometimes in very, very desperate circumstances, insecure work, unable to work, their hours, they've lost their hours, and we think that this is an important initiative, a targeted initiative. We absolutely understand just how critical it is that particularly those who are vulnerable, have safe, affordable and secure housing in the private rental market.
The government will also spend $45 million to extend its Hotels for the Homeless program until the 30th of June next year. Finally, the Federal Health Minister has flagged making rapid COVID-19 tests available for Australians to use at home. Rapid antigen tests are common in countries such as the United Kingdom, but are considered less reliable than the PCR tests currently used in Australia. Greg Hunt says he's asked the medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, to assess how the use of rapid testing could be expanded. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.